This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. With a little over a week left in the session, some lawmakers aren't ready to give up on a proposal to devote more land-grant permanent fund earnings to early childhood education. A bill that would have put the idea to voters died in committee earlier this week. But as Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham showed up at a committee hearing this morning to push for a scaled-back version.
Sitting before the committee with her toddler granddaughter on her lap, Lujan Grisham tried to convince lawmakers that using the fund to get the state closer to universal pre-K deserves more consideration this session.
It's been 9 years since we've really talked about the solvency of the fund, how it's growing at a faster and more productive rate than all of the funds that we compare it to. And this 0.5% does not create any of the risks for the fund over a 40-year time frame.
Critics have long argued that taking any more from the permanent fund would threaten its long-term sustainability. This watered-down bill by itself would only get part of the way. It would still require a constitutional amendment and the approval of voters statewide. It did pass out of committee today, so it has a chance to be heard in the Senate Finance Committee, where Chair John Arthur Smith for years has blocked similar measures. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.